There will come upon mankind a great money disaster. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1st, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is touching his fingers to his lips. "My child and my children, I refer to you always as my children, because every single soul that is upon the earth today alive, and those who have also been aborted, were brought into the world through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they are creations of your God, and as such, for the United States, a measure of punishment, there will be a great earthquake. This earthquake will be in a most unusual place, my child. But when it happens, they will know that they are facing now an angry God. My child and my children, we have gone throughout the world in various places for many earth years, trying to warn mankind that unless he changed his ways, great chastisement shall fall upon all mankind. There have been wars and rumors of war going now throughout the world. There will be a great war, but first you will receive the warning. The great warning. Many hearts shall stop with fear. Those who do not listen to our pleading voices now throughout the world. Your time is growing short. We say that to all. For those with the grace and knowledge of what is going to trespass, I should say, because my child, in my mind, I hear all of the trespasses of mankind against the laws of his God. That is why I cannot hold my father's hand nor mine back any longer. I know, my child, this frightens you, but I want you to look high into the sky and describe the scene that you see. I see a road. It looks like a normal country road, but it leads to a city, a great city. I would say from the buildings that the city looks like New York. But I see there are very sinister-looking characters walking down the road, nonchalantly, but carrying bags. Within those bags, there are submachine guns. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing in anger at what he sees. I see murder ahead now, my child, in your city of New York. Many shall be mowed down. It is an attack by a communist nation. No, my child, you do not need to know at this time the name of this nation, for it will soon be known when the captives are picked up. The Federal Bureau of Investigation will hear of this, my child, and they will try to stop them. These interlopers, upon the sovereignty of the United States, have dark skins. They are not from this nation, but they come from a presently warring nation. It is their object to destroy all and cause chaos in the city of New York. With their plans, there will be bombs placed in strategic places, and many shall die at the hands of these ruffians. My child and my children, and my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening and relieved you of your major suffering the last 2 days in order for you to be upon your feet. There is much that has to be said. One big reason for permitting this disaster in New York would be the abortion mills throughout the city and the country. Much of your money from the world's capitals arrives in New York. These monies are being gathered to start another war. There is a group in your nation called the Illuminati. They are made up of the major money holders, and for money they have sold their souls and the souls of thousands. My child and my children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep this going throughout the United States and all other nations of the world, for there is little time left. Soon, in the plans of the Eternal Father, he shall set forth and allow to come upon mankind a great money disaster. In this way, it will prove to you that the disaster back in the 1920s, my children, was as nothing compared to what will happen now. I talk of a great depression coming upon mankind. This is well planned by those in control and should hit your country, the United States and Canada, within the next 2 years. K Can this be stopped, my child? Anything can be, if we can reach the people in time. However, I am not optimistic, my child, at the murders and the two men in particular that are now over here in the United States and using expressions like casing the places. That, my child, means to look and see and report. Oh, look up there, my child. You have to look. Look closely and repeat what you see.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have available a fantastic new book titled The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies. This pocket-sized paperback book has the messages from 1980 to 1994. Some of these messages have never been published in book form. This book tells of the great events leading up to the second coming of Jesus and how to prepare for them. It has the solutions to all of the world's problems we face today. It has 532 pages and costs $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, and American Express and call 616-698-6448. The book is titled Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies for $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. I have a story here submitted by Elsie Briggs of her conversion to the Roman Catholic Church as it was reported in the Boston Pilot. It reads, "There is nothing brilliant or scholarly that attracted me to the Roman Catholic Church. What attracted me to Catholicism was love. It all began about 10 years ago when, beaten and disillusioned, I crept into the rear of a mission church in Roxbury to rest. I didn't go in because I was attracted to the church or because I sought spiritual refreshment. It was only a place to sit down and get off my feet, if possible, a few moments of forgetfulness. How long I sat there, I don't know, but I suddenly became aware of something living. There was an actual presence all around that seemed to emanate from the altar. It was pleasing and restful to feel, and without realizing what I was doing, I moved up to the front until I was sitting in the first pew. All the weariness and strain fell away, and a great sense of peace and love came over me, combined with a sense of desire to sleep. And right there, and now I want to explain that at that time, I knew absolutely nothing about Catholic teachings. No one had ever told me about the host or of the ever-present living God on the altar. For the first time, I learned how wrong the average Protestant is in his supposed knowledge of the Catholic faith. There is certainly nothing more ignorant than 9 Protestants out of 10 when it comes to the teachings of the Church of Rome. All of the old wives' tales, all of the lies I had heard from childhood about Catholics were exposed by the light of truth. What a pity that there should be such ignorance of God's truth, and how many Protestants, such as I was then, would gladly and eagerly accept the Church and her teachings if they only knew the truth that sets one free. The saints were fully aware of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament as a reality, that the Blessed in the Blessed Sacrament, his heart is living, beating, waiting to refresh us with his graces. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Directives from Heaven, the Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, the actual recordings of the message, and much, much more. The address again is www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Well, I see two men. I don't know if they're Muslims. They have a different colored skin, but they're not exactly black. Now, they are walking through a building, and they're carrying with them now bags. But the bags are extra large, which makes it most suspicious. In those bags, they are carrying all of the implements of destruction. Oh, I can see now they're pointing across the street, and I recognize the Empire State Building. Oh, no. My child, they will choose the Empire State Building to bring more notoriety to the world. We have other things to discuss, my child, before the evening is over. I want the world to know now that we will no longer tolerate the murders of the unborn. The Eternal Father finds that children he had great plans for, to bring the true faith to the world and to save his son's church. They have been murdered in the womb. Satan is the father of all liars, and many reasons are given for abortion. And even now in our convents, they are going about consoling women who are about to have abortions, whereas they do not tell them the truth that they are murderers. And they are mothers who will murder their own children. The Eternal Father set up women not to be priests and not to be murderers, but to be with the head of the household, a guiding light for their children. Each child to the Eternal Father is a pure blessing upon mankind. But all this has been lost in the name of modernism. If modesty reigns in your country, there are many reasons why the Eternal Father feels that it is now time to do something about all of these abnormalities. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and Canada and the world, for soon you will understand that at the helm of all this disaster shall stand the Eternal Father, warning and warning, sending throughout the world warnings for many years. And what good did it do? But a handful, according to heaven's estimates, only a handful have accepted the messages from heaven.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. A complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from the state of Washington. To our ladies workers, something wonderful has happened to me recently, and I wish to share it with you. It all started when I was painting my back porch. It took me several days to finish the job, and during which time I kept the paint in the kitchen. By the time I finished painting, I was overcome by the fumes emanating from the can that I became seriously ill, and I live alone. I had no one to help me. I couldn't even drink or eat for several days. Finally, I dragged myself into the kitchen, and I got a drink of orange juice. And then I fainted. And when I came to, I was flat on my back. I tried to get up, but I could not even raise my head. I tried again and again without success. So I thought, well, this must be the end. And then I remembered something Jesus said to Veronica. When you are in trouble or temptation, say, Jesus, my confidence. Upon saying this, these words, I was able to get up almost immediately, and full of life and vigor, I felt just like I did before I was taken ill. I am so grateful to Jesus. I keep repeating this wonderful word, the precious words of my Jesus, my confidence, and then that is signed. Now I have another party here from New Hampshire. To our ladies workers, it is with deep gratitude that I give this testimony of my conversion. I am using my business stationery to emphasize the fact that I am not given to imagination. Having been a chemist and having been raised in an Orthodox Jewish home, I never was interested in Christianity, even though I married a Protestant girl, and later she became a Catholic, and our children were raised Catholics. I never considered changing my religion. My wife had been receiving literature from a well-meaning person stating that the Virgin Mary was appearing in Bayside, New York. My wife paid little attention to these rather frightening reports of the coming chastisement due to the increasing sin in our world. But she became troubled, wondering whether there could be some truth in it after all. So she went to church and she prayed in front of the statue of Our Blessed Mother, the parish church of Charleston, New Hampshire. After praying there, my wife came home. My wife had an old rosary with her, which she had put on the kitchen table. This rosary had turned rather black with the years. All of a sudden, this very rosary turned within a minute into the most beautiful gold color. When my wife showed me her rosary, I did not believe that this was the very same 20-year-old rosary that I had fixed many times as the links would come apart. My wife still had the flyers about Bayside, so we decided to go down to the apparition grounds to get more insight. It happened, I said, if God wants me to become a Catholic, something has to happen to me to give me a sign. So we drove down to New York, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Many people had given us their rosaries. So I had a rosary from my son. Although he is still my son, he's not that devout any longer, even though he still attends Sunday Mass. I had not. I put all the rosaries into an open compartment of my car. And we were about an hour away from home when I noticed something shining. Among the rosaries, I could see our son's rosary turning in front of our eyes. The Hail Mary beads turned into gold color, while the Our Father beads turned into a copper color. There was no logical explanation for this. And having studied chemistry, I could not find an argument to disprove what had happened. I spent three of the most troubled weeks of my life trying to cope with this unmistakably call of God for my conversion. I could not sleep. I read the Bible, the New Testament especially, as many books as I could get my hands on in regards to apparitions like Lourdes, Fatima, La Salette, etc. Also books on stigmatized saints and the Catholic faith in general. Finally, I realized that I had to follow God's call. An Easter Sunday Mass, I was baptized into the Roman Catholic faith. I thank God and our Blessed Mother every day for the great gift of faith. We attend daily Mass. We are very active in our church. I am presently the president of the parish council. I try to serve God in every capacity, no matter sign. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.